7 minutes past ten. Now, it's not often that we have one of my two favourite breakfast show presenters of all time coming in to arrange the furniture and microphones and make sure seats are at the right level. And he's been doing that for the last 10 minutes of the 9 o'clock hour of the Neil Prendeville Show. And he's doing that because we have a very special guest. But I want to intro all of that by saying that with KC, we had a very, very powerful piece of radio back in May on Red FM Breakfast with KC. A gentleman called James Healy called into KC's show to promote a very special event in Watergrass Hill, which was in memory of his son, Matthew Healy. Now, little Matthew died in tragic circumstances in County Waterford back in February. So as an intro and to meet our special guest, here is the audio of that clip when James was on to KC.
I want to talk to a man called James Healy. You would have heard James quite a lot on Neil Prendeville's show. And on the 9th of February of this year, James lost his little boy, Matthew. There was subsequently an arrest. There's a court case pending. The whole country was thinking of James and his family and of little Matthew, about what happened. The connection that I have to you just blew me away this morning, because your incredible little munchkin, Matthew, who would have been 7 on Friday.
That's right, Casey, yeah.
And the thing about it is, it's my little boy Caleb's birthday on Friday. He's going to be 7. And you sent me back a message and you said, we met the day our boys were born in CUMH.
Wow.
We were in the same... We were in the same ward.
Wow.
Yeah, you were the room next door, and it wasn't until you actually texted this morning that it came back to me, yeah. You and me met inside in the breakout room.
Oh, wow.
Like the day before, we were hanging around waiting for something to happen. Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah, very moving.
I genuinely don't know what to say.
So you guys have always had a connection, really, haven't you?
Vic, this is the thing. Rory, remember the day that story broke?
Mm-hmm.
I caught a picture of Matthew and James out of the photo, out of the paper, and I kept it in my locker.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I can't explain it.
Yeah.
Just, I seen pictures of the two of them, and I was like, that's me and my little boy. And yeah. And then this morning you tell me that, and I don't know. Jesus, man, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I sure appreciate that. It is an incredibly surreal situation that no one's prepared for, like, you know.
And we want to remember this incredible little boy, Matthew, this weekend. Just tell everybody what you're doing and where everybody can go to be part of this weekend.
Absolutely, yeah. So this weekend in Watergrass Hill Village, McCarthy's Commercials here and the Volvo Garage, who's directly across the road from me here, have kindly given us their premises for Sunday.
Okay.
And we're running a motorcycling and vintage car run from there, plus we're going to have food trucks and music and things, all stuff really to try and represent Matthew and the stuff he enjoyed, you know.
What did he love? What was his favourite things?
Well, anything on wheels. Always a winner.
Yeah.
Anything on wheels. He nearly raced the wheelie bin for you, like. But
wow.
He loved Elton John and he loved the song Rocket Man.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That was one of his favourites. Yeah. But that's happening this Sunday, with all proceeds going to Make a Wish.
Elton John's very good.
Do you like him?
Yeah.
What's your favourite song?
Rocket Man.
Yeah. Give him a thumbs up.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Touchdown brings me round and get to five.
Now there's four of us in the studio crying. We have somebody recording what's going on here for social media. Casey is crying and James is crying as well. That was a powerful piece of radio, Casey. I've met you many times off-site, by chance, getting the car washed or whatever. You're never without a kid in tow.
Mm.
You were one of the hands-on dads that's around, but to have met this man and to have that connection must have blown you away. Cried on air as well.
It was incredible. It was like, I mean, you know, you couldn't be just moved by that. And, you know, James told me this like 5 minutes before we went on air. We've met
That's right, yeah.
Our two little boys were in the same ward, in the same incubation unit, and we met in the hall, and you reminded me of that moment, and it just, you know, you're there, you're thinking to yourself, like, how can one lad have such bad luck? How could something so awful happen to somebody that, you know, you forgot you had an instant connection with? And yeah, it floored me. I think this man beside me is one of the most incredible and bravest human beings I've ever met, for what you've gone through and what you're still going through and what you'll go through for the rest of your life, is incredible. How are you?
Doing okay, Casey. Yeah. Doing okay with, I suppose, these type of things and getting to speak about Matthew and I suppose getting the public to understand what kind of a little lad he was.
Yeah.
Is there's great healing in that and solace in it. So all these things help us personally as much as the event that we ran for Make-A-Wish, you know.
Mm-hmm. To see the love and the support, Mick, that they got on that day. Mm-hmm. When we went down to Watergrass Hill, I was expecting a couple of hundred people to be there. There was a couple of thousand people, I think, across the day. It was just rammed. And the love, the outpouring of support for you and for your family and for all of little Matthew's friends who also turned up. It was incredible. It was incredible. How did you feel at the end of that day?
Well, I suppose the day itself was just overpowering, really, from the point of view of emotion and things. But, like, now, like, I suppose many people that meet me and things and know me through work, and I you know, get up and go to work every day and all the rest of it, and you know, they think, yeah, he's coping well and he's doing okay and that kind of stuff.
Mm.
And whilst that's true in many respects, no one really sees the other moments,
yeah,
where you're broken. And I suppose thinking back to the day that was there and even last Saturday now as well, to see people turning out for my small man, like...
Mm.
But you turned out for him first. And I'm inclined to leave KC take over this interview because you have that connection.
Mm.
But you turned out for him first. What was it like to turn tragedy into determination?
Well, I suppose the way I looked at it is when something of such gravity hits your personal life, you can try and deal with it in a number of ways, and ultimately there's positives and negative ways of dealing with things, and I felt that this was the only way that I could face it, to try and do something for him as a legacy, something that we could look back on and say, well, that's all for Matthew, like, and the response both online and on the day, you could see that people turned out for him, like, you know.
How does that help with the healing of the whole thing?
Well, this is it. In the darkest moments, it's nice to be able to look back and see that literally thousands of people turned out for him on the day and are there sharing in your grief somewhat, you know?
Yeah, it all helps.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, it's all part of it, yeah.
And on that day then, Mick, obviously, I mean, the outpouring of support from all the bikers and the vintage car people, the local DJs that were there helping out, bands, music, we had food stalls, everybody just turned up because everybody wanted to do something small, to give you know, a little bit of help towards the family. And off the back of that, obviously the fundraiser has been running and has been running for the last couple of months. Before we get to the grand total, because today's a special day for James to come in, and it's kind of like, you will never have closure, but it's just...
Yeah.
A little bit of on the day closure for the event that we held. There's a special Instagram page that James has set up, and it's called Matthews_memory. So if you're on Instagram, we'd love you to go and follow that page, and you can see a beautiful video that was put together of the day and of the event. So Matthews_memory on Instagram. It's in memory of Matthew Healy, my wonderful little lad whose life was taken from him too soon.
Let's see if we can drive up the followers on that.
So we'll if you get a chance to go and support that page, please do. And if anything else is coming down the line down the future, you'll get all the information on that. But it'll be really nice for loads of people to go and just follow that page and show some support.
I know you haven't closure yet, and you probably never will have closure using a little guy like that. Do you think, I'm asking this question prematurely, do you think he might revisit this again and continue something like this in his memory?
I would like to think we would, Mick, but in reality, I would say right now, the intention would be there, but I'd be slow to commit to anything because, to be totally honest, I don't know whether I'd be able for it.
I know.
At the time, like, but I would like to think we certainly would continue on in this vein and continue in our partnership with Make-A-Wish, you know.
Yeah, but the drive and determination and the busyness, if you like, of getting an event together and, you know, liaising with people and logistics and all that kind of thing, is the quiet morning after more difficult to take, and how do you continue?
Well, it is, I suppose, like any event, there's a come down after it. And like the other side of it is the help that I have both in my local community and even my my home community where I'm originally from in Mill Street and people in Watergrass Hill has been immense. Like that event, whilst yes, there was some organising it was certainly something that wasn't organised by one man, you know.
There was
a lot of effort put in by everyone and the goodwill is there, so it just all comes together nearly naturally, you know.
And having the connection with himself, I'm sure was of help, was it?
Well, huge thanks to KSE and Red FM and other media outlets too for driving the thing forward. It's been
everybody. I mean, look, we played our part, but God, it was a privilege and an honour to give any kind of a promotion to it. But you're right, every media outlet in Cork was helping out with this, so. It is credit across all stations, across all publications.
Let's go to line one. Susan O'Dwyer is the CEO of Make-A-Wish. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Say hello to the guys, KC, and to James as well. They're
morning,
here.
Susan.
Morning, Susan.
Hi, I've been listening away to you both.
Oh, okay. And you were aware this event was going on?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Obviously, a couple of bob coming your way now. Can you tell us first what any monies raised to be offered here by the two guys will go towards?
It goes towards granting wishes for children who are living with life-threatening medical conditions. So we grant wishes to children throughout the country and have noticed actually an increase in demand for what we do. So we're hoping to actually grant 220 wishes this year. But we do know from an international study that's been done that actually there could be over 350 children annually with a life-threatening medical condition. So the monies that James has raised in Matthew's name will make a significant difference to some children throughout the country.
That's amazing. Guys, do you want to take it from here and do your thing with the big reveal?
Go for it, sir.
Yeah, I suppose we were delighted to get to a final figure of 38,645 euros, all directly to Make-A-Wish.
I was expecting, someone told me something around 4 grand. Say that again?
No, 38,645 euro, yeah. So we're delighted.
It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. And that's just more of the love from people of Cork and across the country who really wanted to make a difference for this.
Absolutely, yeah. People came out strong for him and it really shows, both on paper and on the day, you know.
Great stuff.
Well, Susan, can you promise to spread this around evenly and make many wishes come true?
Absolutely. It's been a real, real pleasure to get to know James. And we actually feel very privileged that he has chosen Make-A-Wish as the charity in his son's name. So, yes, we will endeavour to grant as many wishes as we possibly can.
All right. Thank you very much, Susan O'Dwyer, CEO of Make-A-Wish. James will be in touch and will transfer €38,645 to your very worthy charity. Thank you, Susan O'Dwyer, CEO of Make-A-Wish.
Thank you.
How does that feel, James?
Oh, sure. It's a feat that you'd never think you'd actually achieve in terms of both putting together the event and also the monies then raised at the end of it. We aimed naively initially at kind of 10,000, and as things were growing, we were growing with it.
Yeah.
So blown away by the support financially and equally just the support of people. mentioned there in the intro, McCarthy's Commercials in Watergrass Hill gave us their venue for the day, and a great shout out to them. There was no problem. They couldn't have done any more for us, you know, and it's just the goodwill of people is extraordinary.
I got a sense of the community spirit in Watergrass Hill on a different topic, on a different interview last week. And I think, yeah, they all rallied round you. How are you getting on with this guy now?
100%.
Are you staying friends, yeah?
Oh, that's for sure. There's a connection there that won't be broken. And I have every intention of meeting up with this man for coffees and pints and food many times in the future. But I just want to wish you nothing but the best of luck with what you're going through, which is a long healing process. And, you know, we'll keep that little boy's memory alive always. And, you know, whatever you decide to do, if you decide to keep the funding up and running, you'll always have the support of us all here, you know.
That's great, guys. I can't thank you enough for everything you've done and being there on the day and everything. It was fabulous.
Thank you so much for coming in. It is not easy. I understand you've done this so many times. Standing behind a mic or been on air or been on a radio station, and you have to go through the trauma of it every single time, and that takes incredible courage and incredible bravery. So thank you for coming in.
Thanks.
I want to play his song, so do you want to maybe do a little intro or tell me why he liked it so much?
Yeah, I suppose Matthew was absolutely mad for music. He used to love it, and he got several genres from me, but Elton John and Rocket Man was one of his favourites to dance around the kitchen to.
Brilliant.
Yeah. But yeah, he was absolutely a great lover of music, and we had done a couple of music festivals and stuff now last year and things, and he just loved it.
Elton John is kind of an unlikely artist for a 7-year-old to be into. Whatever about the Dua Lipa connection, perhaps.
Yeah, no, yeah. You'll be surprised. Yeah. He was big into them, and AC/DC would have been another massive bend for him. Yeah, he loved anything with a beat in it.
Yeah.
So he was a great little lad, yeah. Great taste.
Okay. All right, then. Thanks, KC. Thanks for coming in, James. Thanks for all the efforts you both put in. Thanks for the €38,645 that you've sent to Susan Dwyer, the CEO of Make-A-Wish.
And I'll just give another mention to that Instagram page as well.
Oh, yes, please.
The followers are flying in. So please go to Matthews_memory on Instagram. Hit follow, and you can follow the page, and we'll keep you up to date with anything that happens in the future.
And now Elton John for your little Rocket Man.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. Zero out.